is it that suppose we hear about Krishna's pastimes and then we feel envious of Krishna, or we start getting demoniac thoughts, does that mean that we have a demoniac nature? See, all of us have a side which is a lower side and we have a side which is a higher side. So it's not that anybody is entirely pure. Everybody has a lower side. So we don't have to unnecessarily feel guilty or fearful just because we have some negative side within us.
No, what
the important, let me complete this. The important thing is not what the mind's imagination is. The important thing is what my action is. So even if I start feeling envious about Krishna, even if I start feeling very ungodly kind of thoughts, anti-godly kind of thoughts also, the important thing is how we act. So sometimes the mind just has too much passion within it. It goes on wild rampage kind of thoughts. So at that time, we may not be able to stop it. But if we don't act on it, it will lose its energy. It's like sometimes a child is very noisy, child is very mischievous. But if we can't control the child at that time, child has a certain energy level. After the energy gets exhausted, it will stop. So similarly, don't worry about a specific content of the thoughts. Because that content of the thoughts is what is troubling you right now.
So if I interrupt you, like...
So focus, let me complete this. The focus is on, rather than focusing on the content of the thoughts, focus on distancing yourself from it. Distancing yourself from it. Okay, this is the mind, the thoughts that are coming. And I as a soul am different. So the thoughts will come, they will go. Don't let me focus on them. Let me just understand that I am different. And let me not let the thoughts grow. If we don't let the thoughts grow, we'll find that they will weaken and they will go away.
But,
yeah.